This is Forced Migration Review, Issue 62, October 2019. Working with Stayee Communities, Learning from Eritrea, by Georgia Cole. Better understanding of the perceptions and living conditions of the communities into which returnees will arrive may facilitate better integration of those returning from displacement. In the Eritrean context, international organizations, governments, and academics have placed increasing emphasis on the importance of diaspora engagement in peace and state-building operations, and on population return as a catalyst for development. The prevailing economic and political situation at the point of return is seen as a critical determinant of whether diaspora groups can return and successfully re-engage in home country politics. UN documents championing the return of qualified nationals to Eritrea, and as revealed by my own conversations with staff promoting such projects within the country, have thus prioritised approaches that maximise diaspora satisfaction and ensure that state-run institutions can absorb these individuals. What these documents rarely consider, however, are how the approaches they advocate might affect the population resident in Eritrea, or how the social landscapes into which individuals will arrive, and the nature of relations between citizens inside and outside Eritrea, might shape the efficacy of return operations. These resident communities are often viewed in purely instrumental ways. How, for example, can they be encouraged to facilitate the smooth reintegration of returnees? How can they be incentivized to make space for returning refugees and internally displaced people, IDPs, to engage in processes of peace building, national reconstruction, and reconciliation? And how can they be sensitized to see returnees' success as positively correlated with their own? Bringing this population back into the picture first requires the adoption of frameworks that acknowledge the full array of actors involved in return processes. Empirical work has highlighted that returnees' integration often rests on whether they successfully negotiate with local power holders for legitimacy, rights, opportunities, and acceptance. Endnote 1. The ability and willingness of all citizens to positively engage with this process are critical. Furthermore, research on how and why to support refugee host communities indicates that humanitarian concerns around displacement and mobility must not be considered in isolation from broader development agendas, which have traditionally provided more space for social and societal perspectives. Within this sphere, host communities are a vital constituency in their own right. Political, practical, and ethical challenges. Eritrean stayees did draw considerable attention in the 1990s and early 2000s, when hundreds of thousands of refugees who had fled during the country's liberation struggle and its 1998-2000 border conflict with Ethiopia returned, the majority without international assistance. They returned to areas where the violence and destruction had been most acute, and where the local population was surviving amid unexploded ordnance, razed farmland, and decimated infrastructure. Nonetheless, the returnees' integration progressed without significant tensions. Endnote 2. Key to this was that neither the returnees nor the stayees criticised the other's conduct, either during the fighting or upon return. Mutual bonds of solidarity and goodwill were strong, as were perceptions of each group as bringing opportunity. There was also a strong